My name's Adam McKenzie, and welcome to FitPro Domination, where you'll learn how to unleash massive profit from your fitness business. Discover how to stop feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed out living paycheck to paycheck by implementing the systems that you'll learn during each episode from myself and our incredible panel of experts. If you haven't got your hands on our free profit playbook yet, make sure you head over to fitprodomination.com now. All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode. And I feel like I've been the bearer of bad news over the last couple of weeks, but I really committed this year to making sure that I help more of you turn your businesses around or take your businesses to the next level so you actually can start creating the level of income, freedom, and success that I know that you want and that you can survive in this industry long term. Like, I've tried the nice approach, giving you the top systems, try this and it will turn your business around. But I don't get as many open rates. I don't get as many people consuming the content when I play nice. So for me to be able to have the biggest impact I can, maybe I've got to not be nice for a while. And if I can do one thing, and that's just open your mind to a new way of thinking, maybe a different perception about your current business model, about the way that you're approaching things, and if that helps you turn things around in any way possible for a greater return, then that is, you know, everything that I can wish for. So today is going to be a controversial episode because I know there's a lot of you listening to this that are currently running these types of promotions. Realize is how you're actually structuring these things both in the front end and the back end, and why, if you're still running this particular type of promotion, that you are going to go down a very slippery slope. And to give you an example, I have literally had guys calling me up, sending me emails, begging me to help them turn their business around because of this one promotion. I know that sounds dramatic and crazy, but when I break it down for you, which I'm about to in a bit, you'll understand exactly why this is a big trap. All right, I'm gonna get stuck into the biggest one straight away here, right? It's setting up your challenge to be a 6-week challenge, train for free if you lose the weight. All right, we've all done it. It's a great marketing ploy. It is an easy way to get a lot of leads. It's a great way to get a lot of people to come down and commit to something from the beginning. All right, 9 out of 10 fitness businesses that run this, all right, they sell the package at, let's say, $247, $297, maybe a little bit more for the entire 6 weeks. And if you lose the 20 pounds or the 10 kilos, whatever it might be, then you get your money back, or you can do the next 6 weeks for free, right? And they tend to run one challenge after the other, right? This one finishes, the next one's ready to go. Maybe there's 2 weeks break in between, but here is the biggest issue I have with it. As a business, right, cash flow is king, and you want to consistently be increasing your direct debit. And the best way to do that is obviously to get people to come do whatever they're going to do with you, convert as quickly as possible onto full paying customers on your direct debit, your EFT, whatever you call it. And by running a promotion like this and setting your challenge up like this, yes, you can make, say I get 100 people who are going to take up this offer at $297, right? I'm going to make great money on the front end, right? Almost 30 grand. For some of you, right? Maybe you're not going to get the 100, but whatever it is, right? You're making good money up front. But then let's just break down the statistics, right? 50% of people never finish a challenge, right? That's a statistical fact, all right? Some, that's even an exaggeration. Some people, it's way less if they're not doing all the little things they should be doing during a challenge, right? Out of the 50% of people who are still left after the 6 weeks, let's say that 50% of them do lose the weight, okay? That means that out of the 50% of the 50%, they lose the weight. Now you've either got to give them back their money, they have that choice, or they can get the next 6 weeks for free. But guess the number one thing that those people aren't doing is they are not paying you on direct debit from the end of that 6 week period moving forward. Now here's the thing that blows my mind more than anything. The people that you are actually trying to convert at the end of this 6 week format onto direct debit are the people that failed. Like, hey, congratulations for not losing the weight. Now it's time to sign up for our normal programs and here's our full price direct debit. Or do you know what? Why don't you jump in the next challenge again, pay me the $300 again And if you lose the weight, you can get the money back. All right. So you get that upfront again from somebody if you're lucky. All right. Hey, you failed. Please pay me again. Or the other ones are in the next 6-week challenge. So, right, in terms of conversion, let's say out of those people who did finish and did lose the weight, okay, they've now got another 6 weeks before you're even having any chance of getting them onto a full paying customer on direct debit. And if we go through the stats again, 50% of people in that next 6 week period are not going to finish the challenge. Right? So 50% of the people who did lose the weight the first time, those people aren't even going to finish the next challenge, half of them. So in terms of the actual lead or conversion time, it's mind-blowingly stupid because you're getting this money on the front end, right? Congratulations. But then you're not building any cash flow in the background. And unless you have a consistent lead system in between these big promotions, all you're ever doing is getting big upfront cash, and then you're trying to convert people on the back end. And if you're lucky, you're converting some who failed at 6 weeks. If not, you're trying to convert the other people who are left from the next challenge in another 6 weeks' time, right? And the reason why this is a big trap is because you see that upfront money and you think, this is great. It doesn't matter if I'm not building my cash flow in between. I'll just take the upfront money and obviously that'll fund cash flow for the next few weeks, right? That might work well for the initial 6 weeks, all right? It might. But then the next 6 weeks, out of the 50% who did lose the weight, or even maybe it's less, right? Whatever it is, right? Now, how are you going to fund that next 6 weeks? Because yes, you'll get more people doing the next challenge, right? But that's to cater for them. Are you going to use some of that income to cover the cost of the people who did finish the first 6 weeks? I don't want you to get distracted by this, right? The biggest point I want to make with all of this stuff is it's easy to be distracted with the front end promotion, right? It's the same thing with people going, hey, sign up today and I'll give you $100 off, or you'll pay half price for your first month, or you'll get X, you know, for the first 3 months, you'll only pay X, Y, and Z, all right? And the problem with that is you're always pushing out that conversion time to get a client paying you full price on direct debit. At the end of the day, that is not a smart approach or strategy to take, right? Because at the end of the day, less clients paying you more money on direct debit is what we should all be aiming for. There are great ways, and I share them. I've shared them on this podcast of how to generate upfront capital throughout the year if it's something that you need to get through quiet times and everything else. But when it comes to promotion and when it comes to getting new people into your business, all right, challenges are still for me the number one way for any type of large group and even small group program to generate massive leads, all right, to get good conversions in a very short period of time if you set things up properly. All right, and I'll put a link in this actual podcast episode on how to set up a successful challenge. All right, if you haven't watched that video, it's not very long, but I'll break down some key components for you to check out in that. Okay, there's nothing for sale. It's just pure content. But what I want you to realize is that if you're in this game, right, of promotion to promotion to promotion to promotion to bringing everything on the front end, and you're not tracking or effectively converting at a high enough rate on the back end onto your full price direct debit, you're always going to be chasing the next lot of new people. Okay, because you're not getting a high conversion rate onto full price, and you're probably also not doing enough stuff to make sure that those people stay with you long term, because you're always busy doing the next promotion, doing the next challenge, dealing with the next 6 week people. All right, and I know a lot of big players in the industry have told a lot of people that they should be doing this particular challenge format, but what they don't share with you is the long term back end income, conversion rates, and success. And the reason why these two businesses reached out to me is because every time they kept running it, they were getting less people, right? Because they're blind to the whole 6 week thing, lose the weight and get the money for free, right? And then they were also carrying all these people who had lost the weight, and they were doing multiple challenges. So some of these guys would do 3 challenges in a row, lose weight the first 2 times, and they haven't even converted them in what, like 16, 18 weeks time. All right, which is freaking nuts. It's crazy. All right, so I really want you to think about the way that you're structuring your challenges and your promotions. All right. And don't just think short term, right? Like, people laugh when I tell them that $97 solo, $49 with a buddy for a challenge is still the number one price point for running a 28-day challenge, right? We all think, oh, I'm diluting my price point too much. I should be charging a full month. Then I know the people who can pay the full month will convert onto a full month afterwards, right? They're higher price point customers. Yet, if you look at every single one of my clients and every single one of the people who bought fitness contests and challenges who structure it the way that I teach you, they're making 5-10 grand up front. They're converting onto direct debit full price at the end of 4 weeks, $5,000, $7,000, even $9,000 a month in direct debit by the end of that 28-day period. There's no special bonuses, there's no anything else. They're just converting onto full price because these people have had 4 weeks of being a part of your program to fall in love with it and want to continue with it. All right, so really have a look at all of this stuff and really start thinking about, are you playing the short game or the long game? All right, are you always fighting to replace the front end? If you don't get more new members into your business, are you in trouble? All right, because I know there's a lot of you out there that that's the case, right? Your expenses are high, maybe it's a new business, you're growing, you're investing a lot in team and growth and leverage, right? And if you don't get more and more people up front and get those people to pay in lump sums up front or get them to always take up the next promotion, that you don't have the cash flow to keep growing, all right, then you really do need to look at your big picture marketing plan. You need to look at the strategy of what you're doing in between these promotions, what you're doing in between challenges from week to week to tell people about your business and to get people to convert onto full price direct debit customers as quickly as possible. All right, guys, that's always going to be the winning formula. And the other thing that you really have to think about is the conversion process, right? We get blinded again by the opportunity or the lead or the income on the front end. And we don't ever properly plan out how we're gonna structure the conversion process for each different promotion that you're running. All right, and I actually think that that's the wrong way around. All right, you should be starting with the end in mind and working your way back. Like, what do I want from this? All right, because if you actually think about it, I bet you, those of you who have been running this type of a challenge, you want more customers. That's exactly what you want, right? And you want to help more people lose weight, get in shape. So by doing this on the front end, it seems like that's exactly what you're going to do, right? Lose the weight and, you know, we're going to help you. And I'll even give it to you for free. But the problem is, if you actually worked your way from the end result back, you'd realize that only 50% of people are going to succeed. All right, even that, only 50% of people are gonna finish, right? Out of them, maybe you're lucky, another 50% will succeed. And if they succeed, you're still not gonna be able to turn them into customers yet, right? And if they don't succeed, now you're trying, like as a conversion process, to convert me on. So because I didn't succeed, now I'm going to pay you to stay with you. Like, it just doesn't match up, it doesn't work. All right, but you've got to think of that end result in mind. Like, at the end of the day, you want more customers paying you full price direct debit in your programs, loving it and referring more people. So whatever you're doing, that's got to be your number one aim. And you've got to structure things in a way where that has the greatest opportunity to happen. All right. And if it doesn't, then you've got to tweak what you're doing, right? You can't think that you'll somehow be able to make it happen if it's not clear before you even start how you will make it happen. All right. So if I can do anything to help you, that would be it, right? Always start with the end in mind. Think about how the conversion process is going to work. Think about all the little things that you need to do along the way to guarantee that the conversion happens the way that you want it to, and that you have the highest chance of getting a great conversion, right? Because we want to make sure that we get as many of these people exposed to our business, and then as many of these people stay on as customers, and then they bring more people with them, right? Because at the end of the day, that's always going to win, all right? Both short term, because we're attracting more people into our program, and long term, because they're staying, they're converting, they're paying full price, and they're bringing more people with them. So one new client becomes two or three new clients, all right? And it doesn't cost us anything extra at that point for it to happen. So have a think about what you're doing. If you wanna argue with me, If you want to talk about how you currently are structuring your promotion, you want to find out how you can flip it, turn it around to get a better result or to structure it in a way where you can actually control the outcome a bit more, then please email me, Adam@AdamMackenzie. Reach out to me on Facebook. I'd be happy to help you any way I can, because if you're investing upfront, you've got ad spend, you've got time, you're recruiting more staff and everything else, and you haven't set up your back end to be optimized for the greatest conversion for your business, all right, to give you the best result possible, then I want to help. I really genuinely do. All right, guys, so there's some food for thought. Have a think about how you're doing things. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to keep breaking down some of the key elements that you're going to need in your business in order to survive long term, and how you're not going to get away with the usual bullshit that you may have been, right? And if you didn't listen to last week's episode, go listen to it, because it's a good kick up the butt. But it's also going to make you realize how you have to step your game up this year if you're going to differentiate yourself and you're going to stand out as the top solution in your market, as a solution that your ideal clients want above anybody else out there. You guys have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for tuning into this week's show. To guarantee your business is generating more profit, head over to fitprodomination.com now and grab a copy of our free profit playbook. Now, if you're ready to unlock the true potential of your fitness business, then go and register for one of our profit discovery calls valued at $500 by simply going to fitprodomination.com/profit call. Make sure you tune in each week and subscribe to the show, as we commit to making sure every fitness professional has the keys to long-term success, massive profit, and freedom.